So I go now to Aubrey Slinker, who is a private investigator. The word sleuth doesn't really conjure up a South African scenario. How would you call yourself, Aubrey, as a private investigator?
Good evening. Private investigators, most of us are ex-policemen that actually that assist the public nowadays with criminal investigations, private civil investigations. So the days of hiding behind trees and dark bushes are long gone by.
But not everybody who's a private investigator is an ex-cop.
No, not everybody, but the majority.
And, you know, we hear so much about private investigators via the movies, via TV, but we don't really get a lot of sense of the profile of a South African private investigator. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, it's typical. Movies create a false sense. You know, we see in movies all the James Bond movies, and that's not the real world. The typical South African private investigator would need a lot of passion to solve, and I want to say crime, and the crime can be from a criminal nature or from a civil nature.
Okay. So what do people pay you most to solve?
Right. Nowadays, the biggest problem we deal with is scams.
Oh, okay.
People out there, Facebook, social media, chat lines. Biggest danger out there is people sending naked pictures of themselves, and it's a matter of a day or two and the scams will start, and you'll get phone calls and they start demanding payments, or they expose you to your spouse, family, children, employees. That's one of the biggest problems we deal with on a daily basis at the moment.
Is that? Do you not need cyber skills to do that, or are you used to the way that people operate in scams?
Yeah, with us dealing with it on a daily basis, we get to understand what we call the modus operandi or the way the criminals work. We do have the resources to track the numbers down, the location, and to actually make contact with those scammers and to actually get them to leave the arrest client alone.
Okay. If it's that easy and you are ex-cops, why don't the cops do this? Is it just a matter of lack of resources and the time issue?
Yeah, it is. We work very closely with the police. We're in daily contact with them. And the problem really is each policeman out there that's investigating matters is probably investigating anything between 50 and 70 cases. And he gets daily new matters. There's not all the resources available. We find 3-4 detectives working in one car. And it's a matter of experience, manpower, resources. They all contribute to them battling to get their hands on it.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that you're saying a lot of your work is scams. I would have said that a lot of your work would be missing persons and partners cheating.
Yes, we do deal with missing persons, and not as much as the scams going on, because that's easy money for the scamsters. Cheating spouses, we deal with also on a daily basis. You know, if people go and read on our website, we put out the signals or the signs of a cheating spouse. And I can assure you that 99% of the time when people phone and tell us what's going on, it's true. It's happening. So we do assist with cheating spouses, missing persons. We do a lot of criminal investigations, fraud in companies. Again, we would assume it's a police function. But we literally take over the investigation and assist the police in the investigation and help them to bring the criminals to book.
Now, you said 90% of the people, if you think your partner's cheating, they are. Tell us about the 10% in your sleuthing. When you've gone to look for a cheating partner, if they weren't cheating, what did you come up with?
Well, often you'll find it's a friendship that was formed. It could be a colleague. And when we perform observation duties and do what the sleuths do, we will report back to the client that it's, you know, I assume, and there's, we're talking about a work colleague. They do meet after work. They do sort of talk. There's no physical contact. There's no evidence for us to assume that there's cheating going on. But like I said, 99% of the time, not even 99% of the time, when they suspect the spouse is cheating, it's actually true.
Now, do people who hire you, do they always need the in flagrante photographs? Or do they need that proof to confirm what they probably know already? Or are some people happy just to say, no, we've clocked it. Trust me, you know, it's happening.
Yeah, it's not always photographs. Each case has got different merits and they get treated differently. And there's different demands from, i.e., the client or their attorneys.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays we use a lot of technology that's available to us. And the technology will actually, you know, give you reports and evidence that can be used. And but, you know, photos don't lie. Fingerprints don't lie. So when we do get good photos and which shows the infidelity, yeah, they hold their own in court.
Now, our interview next up after you is the founder of African Drones, Johnny Miller. Do you use drones in your photography, or are you still using handheld cameras?
We don't use drones. We would love to. But, you know, obviously a big concern is the licensing, and I heard you talk about it, and also restricted areas where we can fly.
Yeah.
And obviously we always have to look at invasion of privacy. You know, this, we're also governed by certain laws, the laws of the country, and we can't break those laws. And often, you know, our surveillance would be of such a nature that nobody is aware of us doing it. And by flying drones around, you know, obviously it will draw attention. People look at it, and you know, it's probably something into the future. But right now, the difficulty in obtaining the licensing and flying them and the no-fly zones, you know, it's a restriction for us.
Now, you mentioned rules, and you said that many of you used to be police. And, of course, always when it comes down to the movies, it's always, yeah, but I'm not police now, so I don't have to adhere to these rules. Are the rules a little bit looser in terms of the departmental structures?
No, the rules should never be looser for anyone. The laws apply to all of us. And, you know, and I would caution listeners out there to make sure that the detective you're hiring is a licensed detective, that he subscribes to CERA and the rules of the regulating bodies. There is people out there that would operate as private investigators and who's not licensed. And obviously the rules don't apply because they don't subscribe. So I would always caution listeners to, when you engage with a private detective agency, ensure that they're licensed, that they can produce an up-to-date license, and that they do subscribe to the authorities, and they conduct their business according to the laws of the country.
But if you're not an ex-cop and you want to get licensed, is there a training you can do to become a private investigator?
Yes, they will have to pass certain exams with CERA. Okay. Okay. In order to belong to the body.
Okay. Now, what I'm really interested about is some of the more interesting stories that you've been on as a private investigator.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. You know, we're currently involved in investigation of a murder case. There's a very big estate involved. And we believe that, well, the body was discovered 21 days after the lady passed. And we believe that people very close to the inheritance or if you'd rather put beneficiaries, are involved in this murder.
Wow. So it's a case of follow the money.
Yes. And, yeah, the money is going as far as Guernsey, all over the world, where accounts were created and transferred, and if we had the time to discuss it, it's actually got the script of a movie.
Yeah, yeah. Do you not have to be beholden not to talk about a case that you're currently involved in?
Yes, we do not discuss, we sign confidentiality agreements and mandates with all our clients. And that's why we will not mention names or places, dates, times that people will connect to the case.
Okay. But some people do give their permission for you to talk about their cases.
No. It's, nobody wants to discuss, let's say it's a cheating spouse, the infidelity that happened. And
yes,
nobody wants to be put into that position. And that's why we insist that confidentiality agreements get signed up front before we engage with any work. Mandates get signed so that each party knows their rights and they protect it accordingly.
So there aren't going to be any books coming out where you disclose some of the more, saucy cases that you've had?
Not likely.
Okay, but what are some of the other things that interested you or were unusual?
Signal.
Hello?
Hello, you're still there, yeah.
Yes. Can you just close with an interesting case that you can talk about?
I will talk to you about a case. And again, I want to rather talk to the listeners as a warning. It's a matter it's not a Cape Town related matter.
Yeah.
Now, also it was an infidelity matter where the complainant, let's call it the complainant client in the matter, engaged the services of a private investigator to establish if her husband was involved in infidelity. Now, she paid a total of 110,000 rand to this private investigator to get a half-page report of where the husband works and that he's not having an affair. We actually, as private investigators, took over the matter and established that the individual involved is involved in a totally separate business, saw the opportunity to make money from an unsuspecting client.
Wow.
And went and bought, used the money as a deposit on a new vehicle for himself.
Sure.
And, through the help, through the authorities who work with, we managed to recover the funds for the lady involved. And, and again, it's just a caution. Be very careful. We all work hard for our money and, engage with the right people.
And how do you charge per hour?
Yes, most of the matters we were charged per hour. There's some of our clients that we work on a retainer when it's a very involved fraud matter that could take months. When I say months, 18 months, 24 months to investigate. Okay. So we all work on a retainer. And each one gets dealt with on their own merits.
Wow. Well, it's been really interesting. And perhaps we'll have to get you on another time to find out more details. But thank you for your time on Cape Talk tonight.
No, absolute pleasure. And thanks for the opportunity to talk to the listeners.
If people want to get hold of you, how do they do so?
Right. PI Services. The website's available, piservices.co.za, or by cell phone, 084-385-1598. 084-385-1598.
Thanks, Aubrey. You take care.
Thanks. Have a wonderful evening.